We're in 2020, and you already know that things are definitely a bit crazy right now. But the good thing is, we serve a God who is always in control, and nothing can come by surprise for him, right? And we all know that COVID-19 is going around, and I want to share with you some things that God told me about it, what he has been doing through me personally, and I just hope to inspire you during this time that may seem so dark, during this season that may seem like there is no light at the end of the tunnel. It just seems like it's hopeless and there's so much fear, but I pray that you have peace during this time, because there is definitely a light at this time, and I hope that you can find it and that you can use it when COVID-19 is gone and for the rest of your life. So let's go ahead and talk about this inspiration that we all need, which is the Word of God. So right now we are all in quarantine, right? The last thing that we expected was to be cooped up in our house, not being able to go shopping when we want to, not being able to sit down at our favorite restaurants, not seeing loved ones, and just this new thing of being 6 feet apart has definitely tested, you know, our obedience, and just, it's just so unusual, you know, just going to the store and having to be 6 feet apart. You know, I took my son to the doctor and I had to wait in the car until they told me to come inside. So COVID-19 has been inconvenient. It has caught us all by surprise, but in a weird way, God is still blessing us during this time and still revealing things to us. So I want to share with you some things that God has been telling me personally, and maybe you can all apply it to your life. Maybe not, but I just wanted to share it with you, because in these dark moments, it can just seem so hopeless. It can seem so negative, but God is a loving God. He's awesome. He's powerful. He's in control. So this COVID-19 is not a surprise to him. The good thing is, because he's all knowing, we can go to him and see what he has to say. And if anything I know about God is that he is definitely always willing to speak and not leave us hanging. I don't know about you, but there's been times in my life where, you know, I felt like I was left alone and just out of the loop. But God wants us in the loop. So if you're not a person that per se had a good prayer life, or you felt distant from God, or you didn't pay attention to him at all, I guarantee you that he's probably going to grab your attention, if not already at some point. So I just want to share with you some inspirational points, and also just honestly what I've been feeling every single day. I've learned that we can't figure everything out all the time. We just have to seek him. The word says to seek first his kingdom and righteousness, and everything else will be added on to us. And let me actually find that scripture. Honestly, I just write stuff down and quote it, and I'm like, oh, it's, you know, she probably shared this with people. Now, there's so many people right now, you know, buying up everything offline, or is it online? Buying everything online. Well, yeah. So everyone is buying everything online to be stocked up, you know, trying to get their households right. And because it's also in a sense of worry, you know, it's like there's that thin line between being responsible and having wisdom, and then maybe you're doing things out of fear. So everyone's buying things offline. Offline. Yeah, I guess that's right. Everyone's buying things for them, for their households. Things are being sold out. People don't know. All of a sudden, people don't know, you know, what their next steps are or where their next dollar is coming from. Don't know how they're going to maybe eat 2 weeks from now. So let me just, you know, stock my freezer up now. And, you know, I don't even know where my next tissue paper is coming from. So let me buy up all the rolls. And as believers, we need to just remember that God is there. He knows our needs. He knows what we're going through. And he can protect us. And we cannot neglect seeking first the kingdom of God in this season. It can be very easy to seek CNN, NBC, ABC, but it's so important that we seek God as well, because the Word of God is literally the best news right now. The gospel is the good news that you want to hear right now. Don't let the news overpower the word of God. In Matthew 6 and 33, that's when it says to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So all these material things that we're running after right now because we're in fear that it's going to be used up or gone, God knows that we need these things. So imagine if the majority of us just kept the scripture in mind, we would not have to run off to the store and buy up all, you know, the wipes and the this and the that. We would know that we have a God that's with us. So we need to make sure that we are seeking first his kingdom above everything else. Because, you know, we get caught up in doing what we... Sorry. Sometimes we get caught up in doing... I think I'm reading my notes here, and I think I left out a word, so I'm like, what? But yeah, we have to be careful of what we're doing and not get so caught up in just doing stuff that we neglect the seeking. Don't neglect seeking God during this time. It's very easy to just get caught up in... Oh, I gotta watch the news. Oh, I gotta see, you know, what I need to buy next. I gotta, you know, make sure my money's okay. I gotta this and I gotta that. But don't forget to seek God, because the seeking is where the answers are to your life right now. The seeking is where you're gonna find the answers to your life regarding your purpose. So don't get caught up in seeking in the wrong things. Continue to seek God in this hour and just allow him to pour into you. And, you know, I would often get so worried about what I should do, what I should not be doing. And then just being scared that if I wasn't doing something that I would be idle. I have this fear of being idle, or even this uncomfortability of just not doing anything. And when I'm not doing something, then... You know, this would lead me to just do things on my own or doing too much. And sometimes God wouldn't even tell me to do half of those things that I was saying. But I would convince myself that it was him saying it because I just need to be doing something. So during this time, make sure you're seeking him and make sure that you're doing things that are productive for him and not just doing things because you think it makes sense or you don't want to be bored or anything like that. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and everything else materially will be supplied to you. And then as well, when you seek him, all the answers are going to come up for you regarding, you know, how you're feeling during this time. And also if you were, you know, unsure of who you were or your purpose, this is the perfect time for God to reveal those things to you. So one, don't get caught up in the material things. Two, and don't get caught up in just putting your hands on anything because you don't want to be bored. You know, just trust God that he's going to reveal to you what he wants you to do in this time. During this time, God is going to also steer you more towards him and steer you away from your own selfish desires. The word does say that he will give us the desires of our heart, but these desires also have to be in his will. So during this time is a perfect time for God to reveal your own heart to you. You know why? Because you're alone at home by yourself, probably, if you don't have family around you. Or maybe you're just still by yourself in a room while your kids are playing. If you're like me, I like to be in my room. You know, I like to, you know, read. I like to pray. And sometimes just sit down. And during those moments are the perfect time for God to reveal his desires for me. And since COVID-19 has come about, and with me being furloughed from my job, I have been able to go back to focusing on, you know, the desires that God has placed in my heart and how he's going to go about developing those things during this time. If there's one thing I do know, is that once this all settles down and once this all dissipates and levels off, I believe that there's going to be so many things birthed out of this time, and that birthing will take place when we settle into God's presence and allow Him to show us the desires that are within His will. So seek God during your quarantining. This is the perfect time to draw close to Him and trust Him with your needs emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Because you know what? God is good and He wants us to experience His love on a daily basis. So whether you're in the house or whether you're out the house, God's love is going to be revealed to you during this time, because some of you may have missed God's love because you're so caught up on the hustle and bustle of life, working, doing this, doing that, trying to get your money, trying to figure out everything on your own, and you may have missed the love of God. You may not have felt it how you're supposed to. You may not have seen it how you're supposed to. You may not have heard from God how you're supposed to. But now, being in this quarantine and being on these these orders to shelter in place, now is the perfect time to learn more about God and to feel His love for you and to hear Him speak again. Well, He's always been speaking, but the again part is just more so of you being able to go back into that place and silence, have that silence, and you know, to hear God's voice and begin to learn more about Him. And you may say, hey Kendra, I don't know what God even sounds like. I don't even know if He even cares to speak to me. Well, guess what? During this time of this sheltering place, whatever you're doing, you're at home, you're social distancing, now's the perfect time to begin to ask God questions, begin to just be vulnerable towards Him and to see what He has to say towards you so that you can experience Him. There are a couple of things that I want to leave with you, but before that, I want to give you a quick break. So we'll be right back to talk more about God's love and His goodness during COVID-19. It's me again with my own mini commercial. I want to take a quick second to invite you to purchase my new book, The Road to Godly Confidence, a compilation of encouragement. I'm so excited about this being my first book that I have published and is now available on Amazon.com. We all need confidence right now in this new year. And this book has my open and transparent moments dealing with different topics such as beauty issues, finding purpose, forgiveness, and so much more. Get your copy today again at Amazon.com and choose the road that leads to trusting in God's abilities and rest assured that He has your back. Now, let's get back to the inspiration. Okay, well, a couple of things that I want to leave with you. Be aware of the enemy trying to distract you from God. The enemy is very crafty. You know, he will use the things that we like to have us overconsume or have it be turned into an idol or a distraction. So, you know, that friend you may have, he may have you start talking to this person all day because, you know, hey, you're in the house, you're having people to talk to. When right at that moment, God actually told you to, you know, read your Bible or to go pray. Or right when you're about to go and worship, you know, you start thinking about a show that you want to watch and how you missed, you know, a couple episodes. And then once you start doing that, you keep going and going and going. So just be careful to not have the enemy pull you in with things that you may per se like, or a friend that you may have, but have you overconsume. You know, be careful that you don't start texting back that person that God told you to not talk to anymore. Be careful of any addictions that you've been trying to overcome. Because you're in your home, the enemy may try to tempt you to go back and, you know, watch some things on your computer that you shouldn't be watching or things like that. And just be very careful of his tactics to have you go back into the things that you used to like, that you stopped doing, or going back to the things that God told you to stay away from before all this happened in the world. And also to be careful to not overconsume certain things like TV shows. You know, at this time, Netflix and other outlets like Hulu or whatever else is out there, be careful of the binging, you know, and using these outlets can be tempting to use, but if you do use it, use so in moderation. You know, don't let entertainment take the space of God speaking to you. Sometimes we may say that we don't hear God, but it's because we're not making room for His voice. I would not suggest, you know, entertainment like TV, news, again, watching TV shows and things like that to overpower your time with God. I'm telling you, this is not the time for you to ignore God. This is not the time for you to be more secularized. You want to make sure that you're spending time with God. And that will look different from person to person. You know, I can't tell you per se how to do it. I know for me, I do like to, you know, in the morning, you know, before I roll out of bed, I mean, sometimes I'm just laying there, you know, just preparing myself mentally for the day because I know what I'm going to have to go through with my two little children. I know I have, you know, a newborn baby, so I know what my day is most likely going to encounter kid-wise. So before I roll out the bed, you know, I pray. I may pull up my Bible app, see what the verse of the day is. I'll meditate on that. Or I'll quickly play some worship piano music. I'll say a quick prayer. And if I have to get out the bed, you know, just throughout the day, I'm just maybe playing some music, watching a quick inspirational message. Hey, I may go watch a Hulu show with my husband. I may go on Netflix. I may peek at CNN. But I'm not going to do that for the entire day. You know, I cannot watch CNN from sunrise to sundown and then wonder why I'm in fear and then wonder why I'm worrying and why I'm so paranoid and why I don't see God in this time and why it feels so dark and I'm depressed and sad. We can't do that, y'all, during this time. You know, we need to be inspired. We need to discipline ourselves. You know, it's okay if you want to peek in the news and check here and there, but don't let that consume your day. Either do it in moderation, do a little bit, or maybe just not listen to it at all. It all depends upon the person. You know, so when I go through my day and I do that, at the end of the night, I like to go on YouTube. I like to see what I follow different people on YouTube, so maybe I'll see, you know, what new video they have up inspirationally, or, you know, I may hear some music, or I might pray, may read, and now I'm getting into writing. But for everyone, it's different. Only you know what you like to do. Only you know how God talks to you, or if you feel like He's not talking to you, well, now's the time to learn how He talks to you personally. You know, now's a good time to ask questions and to have God answer them. And I guarantee you that He will. So God is doing something new at this time. Although there's so much happening right now and it may seem inconvenient or even surreal, but you have to be open to what God is telling you or what He wants to tell you. So just be open during this time and be optimistic, be hopeful, be at peace. Read Psalms 91, encourage somebody, pray for them. Pray over yourself, pray over your family, pray for your community, pray for the world. You know, now is also not the time to have selfish prayers. I know I used to be a very selfish prayer person because I was so focused on what was going on around me, what I didn't have, what I wanted from God. You know, just being discontent and praying about me. And God had to remind me, you know, put others above yourself. You know, walk in humility, pray for your family, pray for your friends, pray for your church, pray for your community, and even pray for the world around you. And I just was never good at doing that. But now's not the time to have selfish prayers. Although you may not have been personally affected by what's going on right now, health-wise, there are hundreds and thousands of people that have been. So you want to pray for them. You want to pray for their families. You want to Just pray is what we really need to do right now, and seek God. And we want to come out of this closer to God. We want to come out of this with new revelation on who we are, who He is, feeling His love in a greater manner, walking in purpose, and being on fire for Him. So, yeah, I hope that this, you know, inspired you some and we're going to have a mix on Heaven Reiterated. We're going to do some Bible studies on the Book of Revelation. We're going to do some Bible studies on different life topics. But honestly, I am using this podcast as a way for me to be bold and to just practice speaking my heart and sharing what God has been telling me. So just subscribe, share it, and just come back next time. You know, want to make sure you subscribe so that you can get that notification. But thank you for joining me on this new 2020 Heaven Reiterated podcast. It is ironic, I guess you can say, if that's the right word, that this first podcast is dealing with a virus in the new year. Okay, now that, not what I was expecting. I didn't want to start my podcast up again for a while, but of course, I was waiting for the right time to do so. And of course, during this time of self-isolation, it's one of the things that I feel as if I should start again. So thank you for joining me. I appreciate you listening. And if you have any questions or concerns, I will tell you how to do that right now. Yay! We got to the end of my first 2020 podcast. Thank you so much for listening. I would love to stay in contact with you. If you want to reach out with any questions, comments, or concerns, please do so at heavenreiterated@gmail.com. And please subscribe to my podcast. I look forward to having you listen to me again. Enjoy the rest of the day. And again, thanks for joining me on Heaven Reiterated. Thank you.